Just begin to sing in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. We sing our realities. We sing our realities. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We are the ones that understand Him. We know who God truly is. Fear is useless to us. We exist forgiven. Oh, we are righteous. We are sanctified. We are holy. These are our realities. We rejoice about them. We are glad about them. We are glad about them. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, do we have forgiven people in the house? Do we have those that are not bound by fear? Do we have those that know God? Glory to God. Oh, let's just have our seats. Just look at the word briefly. Briefly, briefly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to have all of you. It's good to see everyone. We are having singing as finished works. In case you don't know what we've been doing, you will understand it better right now. Hallelujah. All right, let's pick up our Bibles. Let's get our Bibles. If you came with your writing materials, bring them out. Just a very brief one. Very brief. Glory to God. Okay, so today, we'll just look at something briefly. Why we sing? Why do we sing? Why do we sing? Why we sing? We'll start from this premise. I'm sure if you remember here, you would be familiar with these things I'm going to say by now. We have teachings on it already online, so I'm not trying to exhaustively teach this. Just a reminder. Why we sing. You know, when we come to church, we're not casual about church meetings. When we come to church, it is serious business. The church is a unique place. It's different from your school. It's different from hospitals. It's different from political gatherings. How do we know a church? By the activities that takes place there. So a church is a place where Jesus is exalted, the word of God is taught, the spirit of God is demonstrated and given free course. That is a church. So when we gather, we are serious. When you come to church, you are focused concerning a particular thing that you want. You don't just come casually. You don't just come without paying attention to details. You don't just come anyhow. You come ready to be blessed. Why? Because the Bible says we must gather for the better. 1 Corinthians. Turn your Bibles quickly to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. No gathering in church must be casual. Come with a focus. We're focused people. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17. We there? 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17. Now, in these that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. Now, we see a rebuke of Apostle Paul. He was talking about the way they eat there. But he was emphasizing something, that when you come together, you should come for what? For the better. And what is the opposite of being better? So there's no middle ground. You either come for the better or you come for the worse. Church is a place to make you better. When you gather in church, you are supposed to live better. You are supposed to be better in the use of your things. You are supposed to be better in your knowledge of God. Not just better in your academics or you want to make money. No, church has a specific purpose. When he's talking about being better here, he says being better spiritually. Why is this necessary? The same 1 Corinthians. Just look at chapter 5, verse 4. Why must we not treat church meetings casually? Are we there? 1 Corinthians 5, 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus. So Paul was trying to pass an instruction to them And he's telling them that when you come together, my spirit is with you. You are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus and the power of the Lord Jesus. Did you notice that? He said you are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus and with the power of the Lord Jesus. That means when believers come together, you don't come together in your name. You know, if you want to do barakbo meeting in school and you gather the ESACO Association of Engineering Students at Ekiti, when people gather there, you are gathered in the name of what? ESACO Kinikonkon. If somebody comes there and starts speaking Yoruba, do you know you have the right to throw that person out? The way this is not your place. Go and look for Ekiti that thing that you put Ekiti Kete people. Go to your group. Why? Because there's a purpose and an umbrella under which you are gathered. Do you understand? So, as believers, when we come to church, we are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are not gathered in our name. We are not just gathered in the name of the Edifying Assembly. We must respect the gathering or the person or the owner of the gathering under which we are gathered. Do you understand? That is the banner. So, because of that, we cannot afford to do things casually because we are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we are gathered with the power of God. The power of God is always present where believers are gathered. Why? Because you, every believer has the power of God inside of him. So because of that, when you gather, the power of God is always there. So you must have respect for that. You must have respect for the name under whose you are gathered, and you must have respect for the fact that the power of God is present there. Because of that, you will not just come... let's just go see what the guy. Now, you go there with a singular purpose. You honor the gathering. So because we know that that is what happens in church, we cannot just do anything we like. We must be serious in any activity that happens in church. And singing is not an exception. Do you understand? People feel once you're in church, the only time they should be serious is when the pastor comes out and brings out the Bible. Say, okay, word has come. Some persons will now become bored. Some persons will just stroll out. Some persons say, okay, this one is not my own segment. I came to dance, whatever. Do you understand? Because you feel every other part of the service is for you to just have fun. Then when the pastor carry or during prayer, all of this thing, that is the only serious time. No. One of the places we must show a very serious aspect of worship is during the songs. So, we cannot just come to church and sing whatever we like. You know, we're doing testimony time. That was what we talked about. I was telling our membership training, people in our membership training on Sunday. I was telling them that a wrong question to ask when you are deciding what should be done in church is not whether it's right or wrong. Because that's where we have a lot of issues. Is it wrong for us to gather and watch football? What would be the obvious answer? No. Is it wrong to watch football? If you say, is it wrong for us to do movie nights and bring popcorn and say, is it wrong? Is it wrong for us to bring a comedian? You know, this lady standing in front of you is not funny. Let's just laugh. As you have danced, you just laugh again. And we bring him, Holy Malam, say that's his name. Uh-huh. We bring him, is it wrong? Is it wrong to laugh? But now, if we keep asking ourselves those questions, we'll miss it. The problem is not whether is it wrong or right. The problem is, or the proper question is, what is the church meant for? When you understand what the church is meant for, then you can now streamline, okay, this activity, does it fit in line with what the church is meant to achieve in me today? Then you can answer your question. Do you understand? So, why do we emphasize so much that in church you must sing right? Why? Because in church we fellowship with truth. We fellowship with realities. The church is a place where truth is established. The church is the ground and the pillar of truth. So because of that, the Apostle Paul said that there is a way you ought to behave when you come to church. Are we there? Let's open 1 Timothy 3 so you can see that yourself. 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou may know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. So Paul said that because the church is the pillar and the support system for the truth, there must be a way you behave in church. Anything cannot just go here. No. We only fellowship with truth. We only fellowship with realities. And in case you are still wondering what the truth is, the next verse. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now this is a summary of all that Jesus accomplished on earth and the resultant effect. So when we say the finished works of Christ, what we mean is all that God, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, achieved. That's the summary. The finished works of Christ is all that God, through the death, burial, and resurrection, achieved in man. Now, it is all encompassing. It covers the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. It covers the fact that you are forgiven. It covers the fact that you are righteous, sanctified. It covers the fact that you have abilities in you by virtue of the Holy Ghost in you. It covers the fact that you can heal. Do you understand? It's a broad range of realities. What is the truth? It's not going to be controversial, but why do we say drama should not have a place in church? When you are acting drama, is that the truth? Is it real? For example, in the drama, you want to pray for someone that has headache. Does the person really have headache? So what the prayer you are praying for the person, is it a real prayer? Are you actually commanding any headache to go? So what exactly are you doing? When we say in church, we should only fellowship with the truth, with realities. We don't come here to do make-believe. If it's not the truth, if it's not real, please don't say it. So it's not like songs have even songs, you know, we streamline it. Because even in the song, it's not everything we allow you to sing, right? Because not every song is the truth. For example, this song I used to love a lot. My voice. After choir, I finished singing, I'm not going to sing my voice. Okay. How can I describe... Very lovely song. A God that's indescribable. Yeah, we know the song, right? We all sang it. Oh, yeah, sing. How can I explain the God that's unexplainable? I'm at a loss for words. And you're not singing. Oh, my heart sings, I know if it was quite a leading us this song now, some of you will already fall down. Ah! The glory of the Lord is here. But is that song the truth? Why? Why? So even though that song was sung by a mighty man of God, that has more impact than our brother here that gave us, there is no evil in God. There is no darkness in Him at all. For all He does and all He is. For all He does and all He is good. So you see the difference in the songs. It's not a function of the melody, it's what we are communicating to you. That is a lie to say that God is indescribable or God is unexplainable. It leaves the person at a loss. You are wondering. Because then when I sing the song, how do we know this God? Oh God, you are so deep. Oh Lord, you are so wide. We can questionable. Can't be your see. And then you roll from one end of the pulpit to the other end, and then you're just rolling. Ah, Jesus, the one that is clothed with fire, the one that is this. But it's not the truth. It's not the truth. We do not serve lies to people. The Bible says, in this ministry, we have great plainness of speech. It means we say things confidently. We are not trying to sound, okay, I understand Him by His Spirit. God is not mysterious to me. So you see the wide difference. Now when that song is sung to you, it's shaping, it gives you a focus. All of a sudden you realize that, okay, I can actually know God. I can understand God. So you feast your mind on that. That is truth. So even in church, even in songs, we streamline it. No, your songs must teach us something. Your songs must communicate truth. Your songs must be able to tell us something. That is the only way we can have the miraculous walk through our songs. You know, it is the consciousness of what you say, or the way you, it is truth that causes miracles. It is truth that causes the change, desired change. So even if you say, just talk, at best, what you can do is to appeal to our emotions. What can cause the change is the truth that Christ gives. So in our songs, we celebrate that. That is what we have come to do here. And of course, all the songs were gotten via tongues and interpretation. We have learned as a body not to despise things that are come by the Spirit. We have learned not to despise utterances. We have learned not to despise tongues and interpretation, even from the lowest of us. We record these things. We go back to them. So what we are doing today is that the songs that have come, it is a lot. Actually, it's a lot. We couldn't take all. We had to just streamline. So we're going to be focusing on songs that talk about our realities in Christ. That's what we just covered. The ones that talked about the fact that our state right now. We're also going to talk about songs that align our minds to ministry. You know, ministry is also what you have by virtue of Christ. We're talking about songs that have, we talk about ministry. We'll talk about the things that we can do. We'll talk about healings. We'll talk about truth. So I want you to just, that's all we've come here to do. Sing along. That's why there's a screen. There's a screen there. So that the songs ensure, because the lyrics is what changes the man. The lyrics that makes meaning, not the melody, not the tune. So ensure that you understand what is being said. As it's been written there, just join. If it's time to rejoice, rejoice. If it's time to minister to one another, this is an atmosphere of the supernatural, because you have brought the power of God here. You have brought it, you have brought it, you have brought it. Because we are here, there is nothing that can be impossible in this place. Just have that in your mind. No impossibility here. There is a atmosphere and a desire under which it is impossible for God to... In fact, God, it's not a function of God. God is not withholding anything. It's just impossible for things to become impossible. Do you understand? That's the atmosphere we have here. So that is what I want all of us to flow with. So ensure you sing. Let the song make meaning to you. Understand what is being sung and flow along. We're going to have wonderful, wonderful testimonies. Our theme is Life and Healing Fiesta. We fellowship with life and we fellowship with healings. For yourself, for your loved ones, for any situation at all, we're going to see diverse, wondrous things. Are we ready? Are we ready? Can we be on our feet? Are you ready? Glory to God. We're going to be going to the segment that talks about our ministry. The fact that we can do things. The fact that we can do things supernaturally. We're going to talk about the fact that we are not going to grow weary. We're going to talk about the fact that our ministry is easy for us. We play our role in the body. We'll talk about our place in the body. The things that we can do. The things that we have been called to do. That is the focus for this session. Are we ready? Don't forget, we fellowship with truth, we fellowship with reality. So ensure that makes sense to you.
Let's sing in tongues. Lande shatter Zabala Tosa.